Oceans cover more than half of the whole Minecraft world. In fact, the geography of this place is mostly water. Oceans are the biggest biomes in the game. If you sail far enough in any direction, you will always find an ocean. Above the waves, the atmosphere is bright and the clouds look pink. Oceans split the big land into separate chunks, where land pokes above the waves. Islands pop up. Some islands are tiny, just a few blocks of sand. Others are big enough to build a home on. A cartographer could fill a whole map with all these little islands in the deep blue sea. Lukewarm oceans are warm, shallow, and full of life. The sandy floors are covered in thick seagrass and kelp. Almost every ocean mob can live here. Tropical fish dart between the bright coral, and a squid drifts in the calm water above. This reef is a phenomenal, busy place. Cold oceans are much darker and deeper than lukewarm ones. The seafloor is covered in gravel and dirt instead of sand. Fewer mobs can live down here. Cod, salmon, and squid do not mind the chilly water at all. Everyone else would say, "Phew, this water is far too cold for me." Frozen oceans lie in the coldest parts of the Minecraft world, where the water is locked in its frozen phase. Big chunks of ice float on top. The sea below is icy cold. Only salmon and squid can live in these freezing waves. Nothing else can handle the deep chill. The ice stretches as far as you can see, white and still under a pale sky. Warm oceans are home to bright coral reefs. Coral comes in many shapes and colors. There is brain coral, tube coral, and fan coral. Here is a phenomenal fact about coral. In the real world, coral are not plants at all. They are tiny living animals that grow together in big groups called reefs. Tropical fish love to hide among them. Not all ocean mobs are kind. Guardians patrol underwater temples, guarding them day and night. They shoot bright laser beams at any player who swims too close. Drowned are zombies that hide out of sight in the dark depths. Far below, they lurk like phantoms ready to attack a swimmer who ventures too far. Some ocean mobs can leave the water for a short time. Turtles are amphibious creatures. They lay their eggs on sandy beaches, then head back to the sea. Axolotls are amphibians too. They can live out of water for a little while. Dolphins leap out of the waves as they swim, which is quite a sight. A turtle rests on the warm sand next to an axolotl, enjoying the sun. The ocean is home to so many living things. Tropical fish, squid, turtles, dolphins, and coral all need clean water to live. When the ocean is healthy, all these creatures thrive together. A bustling reef is a true triumph of nature. Every tropical fish has a place to swim. Every coral has its own job to do. It all works as one big family. Our real oceans are in big danger. Plastic trash pollutes the water and hurts many sea animals. Warmer water bleaches and kills whole coral reefs. This is a slow catastrophe, and it is getting worse. Keeping the ocean clean and cool is one of the most important jobs we have. Our planet needs every one of us to help. Even small changes can save the sea.